Amen. Glad to know that one of the lights are shining home for me.
Yeah.
Amen. Couldn't get home if we didn't have Jesus, that light. Amen. Amen. Shining the way.
Amen.
I'm glad he came to this earth. Amen. Get rid of a fire on this old world that's not been extinguished. They've tried to put it out. Amen. But God is still shining today. Amen.
Amen.
And he's talking about a city will be set on a hill. Cannot be hid. Amen. If we're that city, amen, we can't be hid. The world's trying to extinguish Christians today. We was reading a little, or we was watching a little piece on TV the other night. I believe it was last night, where it talked about how there was 90-something thousand recordings of Christians being persecuted and killed, amen, just this year, a year or two alone. And seems like persecution is just rising more and more. The Bible said that all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution, but some of us, amen, are persecuted more than others.
Amen.
We need to be praying for the brothers and the sisters out there across doing missions, amen, across in other countries and other places, amen, because we've got it easy here. We're sitting here in a nice, warm church house where there's people out there, amen, freezing to death. Amen. A lot of people out there, amen, don't have as much as we have, and we take it for granted.
Yeah.
Amen. But I'm glad that the Lord came to us, amen. He claimed to give us life, came to give it to us more abundantly, amen.
Yeah.
The devil came to steal, kill, and destroy, but he said, I'm come that we might have life and have it more abundantly, amen. I'm glad today that we've got a right to abundant life, amen, if we'll just live it tonight, amen. If you got your Bibles, turn with me, amen, over to Matthew chapter 18. This verse of scripture came to me, I believe it was last night, and it makes a lot of sense in this day and time. You know, Christmas anymore is about commercialism.
Yeah.
Amen. And all we think about, a lot of people today, all they think about is what kind of sale they can get on Black Friday or Cyber Monday or after Christmas sale. What kind of things can we pile up? Treasures can we pile up for ourselves? Amen. And this time next year, that same treasure will be someone else's trash. Amen. Because, amen, the things of this life just do not satisfy. Amen. They're material. They're temporary. Amen. This old world, amen, is not designed to last forever. Amen. We see things break all the time. Amen. We see things come apart. We see things, if you buy something, you have to get it fixed on down the road. This world is temporary, amen.
Right. Amen.
And there's some things in this world, amen, that are temporary. And a lot of times we put too much emphasis on those things, and we think we can't get by without that. But I'm here to tell you, amen, there's some things that we can get by without this world if we just fix our eyes on Jesus, amen.
Right.
That song that Caleb sings, He's All I Need. He is everything we need today.
Right.
If we'll just put our faith in Him and our trust in Him, He'll get us home one day after a while. Matthew chapter 18, verse 7, we'll read down about verse 9. He's talking about the children here. And he says in verse 7, woe unto the world because of offenses. For it must needs be that offenses come, but woe to that man by whom the offense cometh. Wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire. And if thine eye offend thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life with one eye, rather than having two eyes to be cast into hell fire. That's as much as we're going to read there. Notice Christ mentions everlasting fire, and he mentions hell fire. Amen. A lot of people today believe that you'll be get cast into hell, and then after a while you'll just burn up, and there'll nothing be after that. Well, I got news for them. The word everlasting means always, eternal, everlasting.
Yeah.
It doesn't say that it's going to happen, and all of a sudden you're just going to poof out like a puff of smoke. Amen. Hellfire is everlasting. It is forever, and the worm dieth not there. Amen.
Yeah.
But I want you to notice, as I was reading this, I began to think about different offenses. Amen. It begins to talk about here the world is going to have offenses. Amen. It's got to be that way. He says offenses must come. Woe unto the world because of offenses. But, amen, he says, woe unto that man by whom the offense cometh.
Yes.
He said in the verse before that, who shall offend one of these? It were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and that he were drowned in the depths of the sea.
Yeah.
Amen. But he says, if thy hand offend thee, amen, cut it off. If thy foot offend thee, cut it off. If thy eye offend thee, pluck it out, amen. I don't believe he was telling the disciples to go grab a handsaw and start a hacking them. I don't believe he meant that at all. You know, there's some things we take a little too literally in the Bible. Yeah. Amen. When Jesus is trying to apply it to a spiritual man, amen. Yeah. There's things in this life that become a hindrance, amen, and they latch on themselves onto us, and it's very easy to be offended by something and not realize it and go through life year after year and wonder why you're still feeling miserable, wonder why you're feeling down, wonder why you can't get in the hold of the Lord. Amen, because of the different offenses, amen, that have latched on to you and attached to, themselves to you. Amen, and you just go on your merry way not realizing, amen, that you're under spiritual warfare.
Yeah.
Amen, I begin to think about this today. Amen, it's something that he says is something that's probably precious to you.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I play guitar and my hands are very precious.
Yeah.
I try to take good care of them. I'm getting carpal tunnel real bad. And I try to do everything I can to try to take care of them so I can play as long as I can for the Lord. Amen. And it's precious to me. If I had something wrong with this hand and had to cut it off, it would be a miserable thing. But if this hand is what's keeping me, amen, from serving God, if this hand, amen, is what's keeping me, amen, out of heaven, then I'd be better off.
Yeah.
Just cut it off and take it and cast it aside and say, Lord, I'm going on home to be with you regardless.
Yeah.
Things a lot of times that we have to cast off are very precious to us.
Yeah.
Things we've grown accustomed to. Amen. He uses the hand here. He uses the foot. Amen. Yes, you may be lame. Yes, you may not be whole. Amen. But it's better to walk into eternal life. Amen. Being maimed and not having both legs, both arms, both whatever, than it is to be in hellfire.
Right.
Amen. You'll be able to walk on two feet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What is this spiritually? I begin to think about the rich young ruler about a page over, where it talks about, good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? The good master, amen, Jesus talked to him. He said, well, you know these commandments, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, and all these other things he began to say to him. Amen. The rich young ruler began to say, oh Lord, I've kept these from my youth up.
Yeah.
Amen. I've done these things and I've been good. He was all worried about works. He said, what must I do to inherit eternal life? He's worried about what he could do. Amen. But it's not about what we can do. Amen. It's about what Jesus already did on the cross. Amen.
Yeah. Right.
Amen. He began to tell him all these different commandments. He said, all these things I've kept from my youth up. What lack I yet? Jesus said to him, if thou will be perfect, go and sell that thou hast and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. Then said, but when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Amen. I don't think it's so much that he had great possessions as that the great possessions had him.
Right.
Amen. This was something precious to him.
Yeah.
And it turns out that it must be something that was hindering him from inheriting eternal life. This is the thing that Jesus pointed out. He said this thing's, basically he's saying this thing's got a hold of you.
Yeah.
And it's offending you and you need to cut it off.
Amen.
And cast it aside and come and follow me. Take up your cross and follow me.
Right.
He went away sorrowful. Why? Because he had great riches.
Yeah.
Amen. That thing that was offending him, it had become such a part of his life that it hurt to get rid of.
Yeah.
And that's when it gets hard to get rid of some things. Amen. When it gets so close to living, amen, that you don't want to get rid of it. Amen. But that's what has to be done if you want to follow the Lord. He wants all of you. If you're held back by something, then you're not wholly devoted to God.
Amen.
Amen. When Jesus said unto them, he said to his disciples, he said, verily I say unto you that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven.
Yeah.
And again, I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
When his disciples heard it, they were exceedingly amazed, saying, who then can be saved?
Yeah.
When Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men is it impossible, but with God all things are possible.
Yeah.
In other words, it's impossible for you to turn loose of that thing sometimes. It's got such a great hold on you, amen, that with you it's impossible, amen, but with God, amen, God can sever that from you. And it won't be a problem anymore. Amen, so many things in this world got a hold of people. I've heard so many testimonies that he talked about, you know, being alcoholic and being all these different things that addictions had a hold of him. Amen. But with you, it's impossible to take note of those things.
Yeah.
Amen. Because they've got such a hold on you. Amen.
Yeah.
But when you get into the Word of God, when you get a hold of God's sword of the Spirit, amen, you can take and sever those things right off of.
Yeah.
Amen. And God can bring a new creature out of you. Amen.
That's right.
Take that sword of the Spirit and dig into that Word. The Bible said the Word is quick. That means it's living. It's, amen. It's alive.
Yeah.
It's quick and it's powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and the marrow, and is a thought and discerner of the intents of the heart.
Amen.
Thoughts of the heart.
Amen.
That word is what will help us to cut things off. Amen. The thought that came to my mind when I was looking at this, there's a little thing in the notes on the side of the margin there that says spiritual surgery.
Yeah.
Amen. There's a lot of times when you have some spiritual surgery. Amen. Sometimes you get a little mass on your skin or something like that. You go to the doctor. Amen. It's an offense to you. Amen. It's something, amen, that bothers you. And you go to the doctor and you have them to cut it off.
Amen.
It's an offense.
Yeah.
How can we do that in our own lives with Christ? How can we do that in our walk with Christ? Amen. The Bible tells us to mortify the deeds of the flesh.
Yeah.
Amen. I don't know about y'all, but I was tired when I got to the house tonight. When I got here, I was tired. I wore out. I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I don't feel like preaching. I don't feel like a preacher. I just wore out. The flesh was getting on me, amen.
Yeah.
We got to mortify the deeds of the flesh. When Caleb started singing, amen, I just felt the renewed spirit of God coming in my soul. Reminded me, amen, of what God does for me, what He's been, what I've been through, and what He's been through with me, how He's never left me, never forsaken me, amen. Went to church this morning, amen, and one of my dear friends, amen, a long time, he got out of the will of God, got out of church, amen, and he finally gave his life back to God, and he testified, amen, that he wins, amen, and he left the Lord, but the Lord was with him the whole way. When he got to seeing how good God been to him. And that God was with him the whole way, amen. That's what brought him back to the Lord, I believe. We could just take the Word of God and apply it to our life, amen, and cut off some things, amen, that we hold dear, but that not necessarily helps us, but hinders us from serving God, amen. It could be a bad attitude, amen. It could be when you get up to go to work, amen, maybe you have a bad attitude about it. Maybe you're grumpy all the time. Maybe you take out things that, amen, on other people when it's somebody else that's made you aggravated. I don't know. A lot of times it's the flesh, amen, that hinders us. And we've got to take the Word of God and cut it off. Amen.
Amen.
When you count the cost. Amen. You say a lot of times it's pride. Amen. Why I want to feel like I do. Why I want to stay mad. Why I want to stay grumpy or whatever it is. It's pride. Plain old pride. Why? Because you have to admit you're wrong when you cut it off.
Yeah.
And it's hard to do that. It's hard to go to your brother and say, brother, I was wrong.
Yeah.
It's hard to go to your sister and say, sister, I was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. But I tell you what, when the weight of that burden is lifted, amen, it'll seem like just nothing, amen, that's on the side of, amen, that you cut off from yourself, amen, because of the peace and joy that's in your heart. Amen. It's so much greater.
Amen.
Than what that was you was holding on to.
Amen.
If thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off. Now notice this, a lot of this, we put a lot of emphasis on the cutting.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't say just cut it off. He said cast it from.
That's right.
Don't cut your hand off and say, oh, I gotta get this to the hospital and sew it back on for me.
Yeah,
it's precious. Don't take your anger and say, well, I'll forgive them this one time, but if they mess up again. No, just a few old pages on down there, a few verses. Peter asked him, how many times am I going to forgive my neighbor if my brother sinned against me? Jesus said, until 70 times 7.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's love, amen.
Yep.
Love bears all things.
Yep.
Love is what will help you cut it off. Want to help you apply spiritual surgery to your life.
Yeah.
When you see how much God's love is in your heart, amen, you see how much it's worth loving another person instead of being angry at them, instead of being aggravated at them, instead of holding grudges, amen.
Yeah.
Cast it from them.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not worth holding on to any longer.
Right.
Yeah. Amen. When you come to the Lord and you kneel down and you give your heart to the Lord and you give your burdens to the Lord, we ought to be casting them away. Amen.
Amen.
Not letting them come back into our life. Amen.
Yeah. That's right, brother.
Because if they offend one time, they'll offend again.
That's right.
Yeah. We pick it back up, they'll keep offending.
Yeah.
And they'll drag us on down until we miss heaven. And we open our eyes and the next thing we know, we're in torments.
Yeah.
We need to have some spiritual surgery.
Yeah.
Especially this time of year.
Amen.
Amen. With so many people out there less fortunate than us, we're about to go into a new year, the Lord tarries. And we need to have a better outlook. We need to have a better attitude, amen, towards, amen, God's people, towards the world. Yes, things in the world are happening left and right. You can't turn on the news without a mass shooting happening here or a mass shooting happening there. Or some politician, amen, being in some kind of scandal. Amen, that's expected because that's the way the world is, amen.
That's right.
The world has its own. It's going to act like the world's supposed to act. We got to hold ourselves to our higher standard.
Yep.
Amen. The Bible says, fret not thyself because of evildoers. How many times have you heard so many people say, well, I don't like what so-and-so is doing in the White House or in this part of the country, or man, I'm just so tore up because we're going to go to war with this person in that country. And hey, don't fret yourself because of evildoers. Amen.
Amen.
Trust in the Lord.
Yep.
Commit thy way to him and he shall bring it to pass. Psalm 37. That's what we need to be focusing on.
Right.
Cast it away from you. Cut it off and cast it away.
That's right. Amen.
And go forward with Christ. Later on, he begins to talk about if you have an ought against your brother and you have a fault with him, go to it.
Yeah.
He tells us, he teaches us how to move forward without everything holding us down.
Amen.
In Hebrews, it says, lay aside, wherefore seeing we are compassed by such a great cloud of witnesses, lay aside every weight.
Yeah.
And the sin that so easily beset us. Have you got some things that need to be cut off tonight? Have you got some things that you've tried, or maybe, amen, you don't understand why things are happening the way they are? Amen, I had some things I had to cut off last week. Amen, a message I preached last Sunday morning, some of you were here, talked about that. Amen, I tell you what, it's not been a bed of roses, but the burden has been ever so much lighter.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen, have you got some spiritual surgery to do tonight? I'll ask if you'd stand.
Amen.
Amen. And Melissa come piano and give us a little bit of song. It might have been a short message, but amen, it don't take some hour long message to get the point across. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The Spirit says time to cut it off. We got to cut it off. Whether it be amen, a spiritual surgery, or amen, the preaching. Amen.
That's right.
So if you've got something tonight that you want to talk to the Lord about, something that you need to, amen, have God take care of that's holding you back, amen, that's just burdening you, or you're offended at something, that's dragging you down. I mean, cut it off, cast it aside, and go on forward, making heaven your home. Amen. As she plays, amen. Search your heart tonight. Maybe it's not your eye, maybe it's not your hand, maybe it's not your foot.
Yeah.
But maybe something that's hindered you tonight. Something precious that you think is precious, amen. But maybe if you turn over the Lord, you get a different perspective. Sometimes we hold on to things that keep us out of the blessings of God. It's not wrong to have money. Amen. But the rich man, his problem was the money had him.
Yeah.
Amen. And he had to turn it loose.
Yeah.
I remember Brother Jerry talking about wanting to play a dope roller. He talks about this many times, but this just come to me. He wanted to play that dope roller so bad. He began to pay attention to that dope roller practice. He asked us, how do you play a musical instrument? We had to say, you got to put the time in, you got to practice. That's what it takes. Come to find out, Jerry got up one Sunday, wasn't able to preach his message. He wasn't able to read. He had gone from electric. And yes, playing that dope roller was precious. No doubt it was something he was enjoying and looking forward to. And we got to sit down with him and play with him a little bit every now and then before he gave it up. There was a point in his life, though, when he realized it was keeping him from serving the Lord. And there had to be a cutting made. There had to be a decision made to cut that off.
Right.
And y'all know the story, if you've heard it before. He asked God to send him a buyer. I believe it was the very next day, his brother MJ called him. He said, if you ever think about selling that old dog, bro, give me a call.
Yeah.
God opened the door just like that.
Right.
Surgery to be made. And it took him, I believe he said, 2 weeks to get the ability to read back. But he sought the Lord day and night. And one day he opened his Bible, and there it fell. He read the Bible, so many verses, he didn't miss a lick. That's what God can do.
Right.
If you've noticed something in your life that's lacking, it used to be there. Now's the time to come and have some surgery applied to your life. So that you can keep moving forward. Glad you come tonight. I'm not going to tarry much longer.